Hello all, I'm Sofia Kimenko and this is the fifth episode of the podcast Over the Globe. Today I'm talking to Sumaya Razi, an 18-year-old from Kabul, Afghanistan, who lives alone in Bangladesh, where she studies at the university. Her relatives still live in Afghanistan, and she only communicates with them via video calls. Hello, Sumaya. How are you?
Hi, Sofia. I'm good. And you?
I'm also good, thanks. So tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from and how old are you?
This is Sumaya Razi. I'm from Afghanistan, 18 years old.
Where are you from in Afghanistan? Which city?
I'm from Kabul, capital of Afghanistan.
And where are you located right now?
I am currently in Bangladesh.
Which city?
Chittagong City.
Now, do you have any siblings? Are you a single child?
Yeah, I have 3 siblings, 2 my sister and my brother.
How old are they?
My two sisters are younger than me. One of them is 14 and one of them is 12 years old. And my brother is older than me. He is 20 years old.
That's nice. Are they also with you in Bangladesh?
No, they are in Afghanistan.
I see. And are they there alone or with some relatives?
They are living with my family, yeah, with my parents. They are together.
Okay, great. So are you alone then in Bangladesh?
Yeah, I am alone here and I have found some friends and I am with them and that's it.
Oh my goodness, how do you feel about it? Do you miss your family?
Yeah, of course. I'm alone here and sometimes it's really hard to cope with this kind of loneliness, you know, because they're in Afghanistan together and I'm 18 years old. I don't have any experience of living, so that's why sometimes it is hard.
Yeah, I imagine, oh my goodness. And was there a possibility for you to move to any other countries except Bangladesh?
Yeah, there is. What I have considered that it is Bangladesh. At first, I have to develop my English and then I can go abroad or some better countries than Bangladesh.
Where would you like to go?
For example, Canada, one of American countries, except Asian countries.
I see. Are you allowed to study in Bangladesh?
Yes, we are allowed to study in Bangladesh.
Great. What do you study? Do you study at the university?
At the university, nowadays, I just have computer, math, and English class. And after 2 years, when they notice your English is going to be better, they promote you and you will start your field. After 2 years, I'm gonna start economics.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is the Bengali language spoken in Bangladesh challenging for you to learn?
Yes, it is challenging to learn. At first, most Bengal people are Muslim and same as Afghanistan people. You know, we have a language like Holy Quran is Arabic, so some words are in Arabic we know and some of them are in Bengali we don't know, so it is challenging for us to learn.
So is this Bengali language different from a language spoken in Afghanistan?
Some of them are same, but most of them are quite different.
Did you know anything about Bangladesh before you moved there?
Before I came here, I have a search about Bangladesh and about my university. And I search about the cultures, about the people, about the language. Especially, I heard about the weather of Bangladesh. It is very hot.
Were you worried about anything, like about weather or something like that, before you moved to Bangladesh? And did your worries actually come true? Was it really like that?
Yes, when I was in Afghanistan, I worried about the weather of Bangladesh. Some student from Afghanistan told me that the most challenging thing is the weather because it is very hot. You know, In Afghanistan, the weather is normal. So if some people came here and suddenly changed your environment and weather, it is difficult. Because when I moved here, I got some allergies in weather.
Do you have any friends in Bangladesh?
Yeah, I have so many Bengali friends, and sometimes on vacation we can go to their houses, and they are very hospitable people, especially their moms. They are very kind people, their behaves, everything. We are Muslim people, and some of Bengali people are Hindu, and they really respect us for our religion, everything.
Right, amazing. And do you have any Afghan friends in Bangladesh?
Yes, as a jurist in AW, Asian University for Women, there is lots of Afghan students, and I made friends with them. I have so many friends from Afghanistan.
Right. And do you live with them in an apartment or something like that, or do you live alone?
Yes, we are living in a dormitory, so some of them are my roommates, and we are all living together in one building.
Super. What is the best thing about life in Bangladesh for you?
The best thing that I knew about your cultures, there is lots of culture, there is even there is a different type of language, and I could some of them actually, not most of them. And just for a short greeting conversation, I know that, and it is the good thing.
Yeah, sure. What was something you didn't expect to find in Bangladesh?
I didn't expect that Bangladesh has so many forests, and we cannot find any mountain. There is a hill, but that hill is covered by green grasses and lots of trees. So I didn't expect that Bangladesh has lots of trees, and this country is green country. It's not the same as Afghanistan. You know, Afghanistan is a mountain country, and here is completely different.
Yeah, I see. And is there a lot of green trees in the city where you live?
I would say all over the Bangladesh you can find green trees and green grasses. All Bangladesh is green every season.
Wonderful, wonderful. What was the most difficult thing to adapt to in Bangladesh except the weather?
The most difficult and challenging thing in Bangladesh, that here we are alone, and sometimes we need some people to say whatever in our heart is, and sometimes we cannot find any suitable person to speak with. So for me, it is the most difficult thing to not find anyone to speak with.
Yeah, I'm sorry about it. It's always difficult to find someone like that in a foreign country. Do you find Afghan and Bangladesh cultures similar?
As Bangladesh and Afghanistan are Muslim country, some of their cultures are similar. Like Eid, after Ramadan month, after fasting, we celebrate Eid. And same as Bangladesh.
And do you like this celebration?
Yeah, of course, I like that.
Nice. Is there any Bangladesh tradition that you don't have in Afghanistan?
As Bangladesh has Buddhist people, they worship the Buddha idol. But in Afghanistan, we don't worship except God. So in Bangladesh, there is some cultures up to Buddhist people that is different from Afghanistan.
And if you had any hobbies in Afghanistan, could you continue doing them in Bangladesh?
When I was in Afghanistan, I used to ride bicycle. I really interested in cycling. In Bangladesh, in Asian University, here I want to make a club, and then I continue my cycling again. I hope I can launch my cycling team again.
Great, great. And who cycles together with you in the university?
There is from multiple countries, from Bhutan, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Bangladesh, and one Laos. So they are from different country in my group.
Great. And is there anything you miss in Afghanistan except your family?
There is, especially I really miss my town, my traditional clothes. In Afghanistan we wear scarf, but in Bangladesh we don't do that. I really miss those things.
Do you want to return to Afghanistan?
I really want to move to Afghanistan, but as you know, there is Taliban and they put lots of limitation, and I'm hesitated that if I go to Afghanistan, I couldn't come back in Bangladesh or another country.
Right. So did you want to move to Bangladesh from Afghanistan before you did it?
You know, if my English were better, I would move to another country, better countries. So as my English is weak, it's not that much high developed. So Bangladesh is good for basic and primary to study. And when I develop my English, I can go anywhere.
Yeah, great. And do you chat with your relatives in Afghanistan?
Yes, sometimes on the weekend I'm usually free, and my friend, some of my cousin and relative texted me, and I reply them, and sometimes we make a video call.
Wonderful. How do you feel when talking to your relatives?
It makes me happy, because when I was in Afghanistan, especially on the weekend, brother, my siblings and cousin, we were together. And when I make video call with them, it makes me happy. I'm thinking that we are together right now. So it is good.
Yeah, it's always important. If any two of your wishes could come true, what would they be?
First, I wish my country were freedom, and all Afghan women were free in Afghanistan. The second one, I wish that I could go to a better country than Bangladesh.
Yeah, then thank you very much for coming to record this episode. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, and see you next time. Bye, see you later.
See you, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Leave reviews and share this podcast with your friends. If you are a teenager from a conflict zone and want to share your story with the world, contact us at over.the.globe.join@gmail.com. Your story is important.